enter Dan. That's it. Go to chwine.com, shop for your wine, enter Dan at checkout. The one I just talked about, that big fruit bomb Cabernet, the 2015 Lodi, is lot 540. Go to chwine.com and enter Dan.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Shop, click, drive at applechevy.com. Find your tag, find your savings with 20% off MSRP on 2017 Impalas, Sonics, Sparks, and the SS. Schedule a test drive and get details at applechevy.com. Find new roads.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to measure and level, ready to drill, ready to install. And during the Ready to Refresh event, Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Right now, pro customers can save up to 15% on select Rubbermaid wire closet shelving and save 10% on all American Oleum wall and floor tile. See the Pro Desk in-store for details and get ready to refresh and save at Lowe's. Rubbermaid offer applies to contractor pack items, U.S. only.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss Criminal Minds Beyond Borders.
Americans have been targeted. Tourists are always the easiest.
When you travel abroad and need help.
23 Americans disappeared.
Let's go to work.
There's one team that has your back.
Can't let them get away with this.
I keep thinking about what those parents are going through.
We gotta go now.
FBI, drop your weapon!
Gary Sinise stars.
Rest assured, we're on top of it.
Criminal Minds Beyond Borders. CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with a Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Libra, open your heart to things that might not be too pretty. Scorpio, your need for a soulful connection is in full swing this week. Sagittarius, embrace the challenge of working out some of the kinks in your life. Capricorn, you may be a workaholic, but remember to take a breather every now and then. Aquarius, taking a moment to focus on your health is a good move for you this week. And Pisces, you might be the one that can inspire your whole office this week. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
The voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score! The Score!
Scoreboard Update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abatacola. Text Wolves, W-O-L-V-E-S, to 31996 and learn how to win glass seats and $100 cash just by watching the Wolves on CW50 this Saturday night.
Free agency is part of our plan, but it's not the entire thing. The entire thing is building this the right way. And a lot of times, guys, that's supplementing the free agency, but building this team through the draft. And that's really our focus. We want to be responsible during this process and disciplined during this process. And I feel like we've done that.
See, it's a process. And that's Bears GM Ryan Pace. That was right before the media got to meet QB Mike Glennon, safety Quentin Demps, tight end Deion Sims, and wide receiver Marcus Wheaton. Bears also today signed cornerback Prince Amukamara and kicker Connor Barth to one-year deals. Also in the NFL today, Julius Peppers, he's returning to Carolina. The Browns are going to release RG3, and Terrell Pryor is signing a very small one-year deal with Washington. Adam Schefter also reporting NFL Network analyst Mike Mayock is a candidate to become Washington's next GM. In hockey tonight, the Blackhawks, they play at Detroit. Puck drops at 6:30. AHL, the Wolves play at Milwaukee tomorrow, 6 p.m. game time. NBA, the Bulls host Houston. Dwayne Wade will play game tips at 7. Elsewhere in the NBA, Indiana visits Milwaukee. The Raptors play at Atlanta. Boston is at Denver, and Washington travels to Sacramento in the late game. Spring training today, the Cubs lead the Mariners 7-1 in the sixth. Kyle Hendricks, he went 3 innings, gave up 1 hit, struck out 4. Chris Dominguez, a 2-run homer, has 3 RBIs in the game. Chesney Young, a 2-run homer. RBIs for Albert Almora and Ian Happ. The White Sox lead Milwaukee 2-0 in the sixth. Jose Abreu with 2 RBIs. Ronaldo Lopez started, and he went 4 1/3, gave up 1 hit, struck out 4, walked 1, looked really good again in his second consecutive outing. Earlier today, the Sox reassigned 5 players to minor league camp, including outfielder Courtney Hawkins. Big Ten tourney, Minnesota over Michigan State, 62-58. Next up, Wisconsin and Indiana at 5:30. And PGA, the Valspar Championship, Adam Hadwin shot a 64 today. He leads a 10-under. And after shooting a 9-under-62 yesterday, Jim Herman is one shot off the lead with an even 71 today. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall. Listen to Spiegel and Parkins every morning until March 17th for your chance to win the Score's 25th anniversary Spring Baseball in Vegas giveaway. You could win a trip for two to stay at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. I think it's the real one. And dinner at Mr. Chow with Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer, and Ryan Sandberg. It's brought to you by Caesar's Palace Las Vegas. Listen between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. Monday through Friday for your chance to win. So that's dinner at Mr. Chow. I thought it was with Mr. Chow. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by the 62nd Annual Chicago St. Patrick's Day Parade.
This is James Coyne.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Fit my skill set.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
That was Mike Glennon, the new Bears quarterback, talking about what attracted him to this opportunity. And here to have thoughts on that, the other players the Bears have added, and all that's going on across the landscape of the NFL is our friend Eric Edholm, who is on Twitter at Eric Edholm, interestingly enough. And he joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Be the MVP of your family. Grab a Home Run In Pizza tonight. So we heard from him, and he was very Mike Glennon-y, even for Mike Glennon. And I guess this is just sort of what we're going to have to get used to. You know, I don't know what to think.
Yeah, I mean, I know everybody since about Sunday afternoon when my colleague Charles Robinson kind of threw out there, you know, the financial ramifications of what a Mike Glennon deal might be. And, you know, I've been kind of processing what he's going to do for this team over the next, you know, few days. I realize optimism isn't that high, but, you know, it's clear when you look at the money, it's a one-year investment and then another one-year investment, and they can kind of decide year by year, is he worth the risk? Is he a $16 million quarterback? That's what he signed up for, essentially. So, I still don't think this changes their plans to draft one. I think there will be competition. If not this year, then next. And, you know, obviously this is a team that probably has a head coach and a GM fighting for its job, wanted a little more stability. But to me, is there a huge difference between Brian Hoyer and Mike Glennon? I would say height and arm strength are the two biggest things in that debate. But I don't know. It's hard to know exactly what they're getting right now.
If you were to take a valuation of the Chicago Bears franchise outside of Chicago, what would people say?
I mean, if you put it up against the turmoil of a Washington Redskins or a Cleveland Browns or the Rams with their move and everything they've gone through, you'd say, okay, maybe they're above those teams as far as, like, discord and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, I guess there are people sort of saying, like, where's the talent? I mean, they've now let a franchise quarterback and receiver go out the door. They've replaced him with something less than a franchise quarterback until proven otherwise. Hoping on young receivers developing, adding other people's, you know, number two and number three receiver and tight end. So there's still a talent gap there between them and probably the rest of the division and a lot of other teams too.
Is there any, I guess there's the answer I know before I ask the question about, because and I've always said it before, that the only way to recover from years of bad drafting is by years of good drafting, and that free agency just sort of supplements the process. I guess the disconnect that I have is that Ryan Pace sounded so excited. I guess he always sounds excited, but he sounded so excited about free agency. At the moment last year ended, we're going to have a ton of money. And now it seemed like that was softened a little bit today. Like, this is just another avenue. This is just yet another tool, and the draft is going to complete it. So I'd love to know how far they actually dropped down in what they thought might happen in free agency to what actually did.
Yeah, I mean, I think once, you know, and it's, you never know, right? I mean, there's always some team that doesn't franchise that player where you go, ooh, okay, that perks your ears up. And, you know, maybe one of those Kansas City, you know, it was Eric Berry who was available. Okay, maybe that changes our plans a little. We could go deep on this guy, and we can offer a deal that maybe the Chiefs couldn't match, but they got that one done ahead of time. And, you know, so every year there's two or three of those players. Boy, if he's available, if he somehow gets to the market, we're going big on him. And if they don't, there may not be a natural plan B. So I totally get what you're saying. And I'm kind of in the camp of, hey, you know, everybody poo-poos on free agency and says, okay, you can't build a team that way. But, you know, the Oakland Raiders built their offensive line that way. Yep. They added some key pieces through free agency. You know, the Atlanta Falcons got Alex Mack and Mohamed Sanu and some key other pieces there to go to a Super Bowl. So
the Giants defense last year.
Right.
Yeah, it can be done. The drafting part, though, you're right. I mean, can you turn the tide with one big draft? Yes, the Bears did pretty well last year, but it's clear based on that they need more.
You mentioned the Washington football team and their turmoil. Mike Mayock seems to be in as the GM. Scott McLuhan out. Can you detail for us what you know about that situation? There's some disturbing stuff coming out where guys were telling him early on as he joined the team that, you know, you start breakfast out with a Coors Light. That's the way GMs do it. Like, this was it seemed like a bad landing spot for a guy with demons anyway.
Well, I hope this segment is about 86 minutes long. I could get pretty deep on this.
It can be, Eric.
Yeah, go ahead. Whatever you got, we want it.
Let it rip, right? Yeah, no, I mean, look, since 1999 when Dan Snyder bought the team, there has been some form of turmoil or infighting or backstabbing going on, just the way it's been. And I think there were some egos in the building there that didn't like the fact that Scott McLuhan was a better talent evaluator and team builder than they were. I think you can probably connect the dots and figure out who I'm talking about. But I also will say that neither side is a good look right now. I mean, Scott McLuhan has some things that he definitely has to figure out, and I've heard that from multiple sources, people close to him. And we've known about it for a while. You know, it's hard to report on these sorts of things because you hear them and you go, oh, boy.
Yeah.
And you could ask a million people, and if one of them is wrong, you know, you hate to be wrong about something like that. So I think McLuhan has some things to figure out in his life. The Redskins certainly have things to figure out in their organization. And it's a tough deal. And they've got Kirk Cousins to figure out, oh, by the way. You know, so it's a terrible time on the eve of free agency to be firing your GM. As far as I know, Mayock just issued a statement saying he's had no contact with
official. He said no official contact.
No official contact, right. I will say this. He was not at the Bama Pro Day yesterday, which just so happened to be the day they announced. And he's there every year. I had people in the NFL say, like, look, he's always there. it was the day McLuhan got fired. Connect the dots if you wish. Maybe there's something there. Who knows?
Why do you think both Alshon Jeffrey and Terrell Pryor decided to sign, bet on themselves, one-year deals? Is that a statement of what's going on in the market, or is it coincidental?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm surprised to look at the Cleveland Browns. You know, they bring in Kenny Britt for pretty big money for what I think he's worth, and then let Pryor go after, you know, he'd done extremely well for them in such a bad quarterbacking situation. So that particular situation, it's hard to say. Now, Pryor had kind of quietly gotten a reputation around the league of not being the best teammate in the world. I know he's kind of a cheery guy on social media and stuff, but, you know, there are multiple people who came out, players even, and you don't see this very often, saying that, you know, he's not the best of guys. So I don't know if that played into it either. It's a player who looked pretty explosive, and yet he's actually older than Alshon. As I looked that up, I was shocked to see it. Yeah, 239 days older. I never would have guessed that. But, yeah, with Alshon, I suppose I thought there was a longer deal out there. But, yeah, I mean, he's essentially betting on himself again, another franchise-ish deal for 1 year. And he can decide if he likes Philly, likes Carson Wentz, and plans to kind of build a stake there and you know, plant his roots a little bit.
Let's stay in Cleveland. The baseball guy, Sashi Brown, and that conglomerate, they're stockpiling draft picks. I believe they got like something like 20 picks over the next two or three drafts. They're going to have to use them at some point. There's a lot of Garoppolo talk, but what do you think about what Cleveland's done so far?
The best line I've heard, and I honestly can't remember who said it. It wasn't me who came up with it, but you've got an NFL team run by a baseball guy pulling off an NBA trade with the Osweiler deal. I mean, it's really true. We've never seen an NFL team explicitly trade for a player's contract and then look to dump them. That's an NBA move. They've been doing it for years. You know, there's a hard cap in the NFL. It's completely different economics, guaranteed money and all that stuff. So, fascinating outside-the-box stuff. They build up the O-line. That's good. But the prior thing with Kenny Britt, that was odd. They still don't have a quarterback. The Patriots may not want to trade Garoppolo. They still have a ton of work to do. And like you said, they still got a hit on some of these, you know, 10,000 draft picks they've collected the next two seasons. So, you know, I'm going to watch, man. They're fascinating. They're the worst, best, most interesting team in the league who doesn't win games. But yeah, I don't know how they're going to exactly fix this thing right now without a QB.
What's going on with the Patriots? Jabal Sheard goes to Indianapolis. Malcolm Butler is being dangled out there. New Orleans, I don't know if they're going to bite with the Brandon Cooks deal. They give Stephon Gilmore the fourth most money guaranteed for a cornerback in NFL history. They're changing some things in a way that we're not used to seeing.
Yeah, I mean, a few weeks after winning the Super Bowl, too. I mean, it's just the Bill Belichick way, I guess. You never rest on your laurels. You always find ways to improve your team and, you know, like earlier today, they swapped a second-round pick for a third-round pick, and they get Coney Ealy from the Panthers. They moved down 8 spots in the draft and probably are going to take the same guy at number 72 that they would at 64. And they get a 25-year-old defensive end. And I mean, look, that deal may not turn out to be anything great, but it's the kind of deal that always seems to be happening for them, that other teams don't seem to consistently be able to pull off. And I don't know what kind of Jedi mind tricks Belichick uses, but, you know, if you win more than half of those deals, which they seem to do, you improve your football team. So I think they're going to have if they sign Dante Hightower, if they keep him, and I know it's up in the air, they may have a better roster before the draft than they did the team that just won the Super Bowl. So go figure, man. I mean, Gilmore, we'll see. I mean, he's always been talented. Had a bad year this year, but could be good down the line. He's younger than Malcolm Butler. So, I don't know. It's just, it's crazy to think about the way they upgrade their team despite limited resources in some cases.
All right, so based on these first 2 days and the outset of free agency, what, if anything, have you seen as the big change that could be possible in the draft because of how this has played out?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, there aren't many defensive tackles. There weren't many in free agency. That's why you saw the Ravens go nuts for Brandon Williams, the nose tackle. You know, so there are certain positions that are super thin and also super deep. Like, I think running back, you know, there's been – how many running backs have signed? I haven't seen any of any note that have changed teams. A couple of fullbacks, right?
Right.
So everybody is counting on this draft to land them a Leonard Fournette, a Christian McCaffrey, a Dalvin Cook, and a Joe Mixon. I think he's going to go high. So, you know, and beyond them, there's probably 7 or 8 other guys who could be impact runners. So that's why running backs aren't getting squat in the market. receivers are a little tepid. They perform pretty well in Indy. Tight ends, another position that didn't get, you know, much play in the first couple days because it's a good draft crop. So I think people are kind of looking at the strengths of this draft, especially on defense, and saying, unless we can get an elite player in free agency, we're just going to sit back and punt till April. Why do it? And that's where we'll find our pass rusher, our DB, whatever.
Is this Bank of America loan funny money for the Raiders in Vegas right now?
I haven't been able to do much digging on that one. I've been so buried. You know, I've been doing draft stuff for the Senior Bowl and then the Combine and trying to keep up with free agency. So I read a few stories on it, but it's hard to know exactly if this is going to come through or not. I think we'll have a better idea by the time the owners' meetings roll around. But, yeah, there's already starting to be a little bit of suspicion drawn to that.
All right, Eric, I know you're working on a lot of fronts. We appreciate you taking the time to join us on a busy day today.
Have a good weekend, fellas.
That is Eric Edholm, bottom of the hour. Our buddy Zach Miller, Bears tight end. Maybe some Jay Cutler departure thoughts and how he feels about having a bunch of new teammates. We'll also see where he is in his recovery. Always good to talk to Zach. We'll do it at the bottom of the hour on The Score.
The Bears have signed free agent quarterback Mike Glennon from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I pride myself, you know, to be a smart guy and to have full command of the offense and really get the ball in the playmaker's hands. And I feel like with the run game that we have and the playmakers on our side, we'll be very successful.
Keep it here for all the details on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Werner, the official ladder of NCAA March Madness. Good news for the Houston Texans. They got rid of Brock Osweiler, and now they can make a run at Tony Romo. One problem, though, Romo still is not free and clear. Remember, ESPN initially reported that Dallas was going to cut him yesterday. That didn't happen. Then ESPN doubled back and said Dallas is not looking to release him, but rather they're looking to trade him. Either way, if you end up with Tony Romo, Texans fan, you might be hyped if Brock Osweiler has left the building. But the fact is, even if you do get Romo, there is no way to know exactly what you're getting with him. It's a soon-to-be 37-year-old who has played in just 5 games in the past 2 years and won just 2 playoff games his entire career. A busted-up old Tony Romo would certainly be better than what you have now, but stop acting like you'd be getting Joe Montana in his prime, because you're not. I'm Jim Rome.
Shop, click, drive at applechevy.com. Save during Chevy Truck Month and get both 0% financing and $6,500 cash back on select 2017 Silverado pickups. Get details at applechevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to measure and level, ready to drill, ready to install. And during the Ready to Refresh event, Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Right now, pro customers can save up to 15% on select Rubbermaid wire closet shelving and save 10% on all American Oleum wall and floor tile. See the Pro Desk in-store for details and get ready to refresh and save at Lowe's. Rubbermaid offer applies to contractor pack items, U.S. only.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark
jalapeno
donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Your creativity was hard at work when you first had the vision to start your own business. It's with that inspiration in mind, Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Printers were designed to help you reveal the creativity of your small business. The Canon Maxify printer lineup provides you with the options to best showcase your ideas with the prints you need when you need them. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify printers, your business is yours to make.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
Be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Mac is back. The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil.
Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that another coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of Muscle Milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin can wait. CBS Monday. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Windy City Bulls. Get tickets at windycitybulls.com. So, you know, today happened, and it's weird. Just as Eric at home pointed out, sometimes you see these rumors like, nah, that can't be, you know, leading up to free agency. And what do I, every year I always say, don't believe any of this stuff. This was a year where every Bears rumor, hey, they're in on Mike Glennon. They're really hot and heavy on Mike Glennon. They've made their decision. Mike Glennon is their guy. And you know what? He was, and he is, and he met the media and seemed earnest. And
Frank?
He's frank and earnest. he's ready to go, and
yeah.
He knew what to say and how to say it.
You got your
for the most part, and you have your quarterback, yeah. And It's an odd place to be.
At least he doesn't come with the polarizing hate.
Give it a minute.
No, I mean,
it. You know why?
I don't even think Bears fans would be able to muster up that kind of hate for this guy because they don't expect him to be very good.
It feels almost like sad to hate. Why would you hate Mike Glennon?
Right. Like, do you hate puppies?
That just it just kind of feels like it's wrong.
Do you hate babies?
I don't like babies.
Babies are awesome.
No.
Especially my baby.
I don't babies are they don't they don't do anything.
Sure they do. They fill your heart with joy. They let you they are the embodiment of something that you have to be responsible for and give all the love in the world
but
to.
But they still don't do anything.
Sure. I mean,
being an embodiment of something is nice, but you
what do you do?
Well, I don't have to embody anything, I guess.
You're a cute little baby. You're a little cute old baby.
I don't know if I was a kid.
Jeff Sessions? Tell me Jeff Sessions doesn't look like an old cute baby.
Yeah, he kind of does. Like you give him a bottle, like a little bonnet.
Yeah. Mitch McConnell looks like a turtle. Jeff Sessions looks like a little old cute baby. It's a baby. Yeah. Tell me that next time you see Jeff Sessions on television, tell me that's not a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Racist baby, put him in a baby.
A tiny little racist baby. How do you know if your baby is racist?
Is the baby racist?
Yes, they are. Jeff Sessions, the baby racist. Well, we're done.
Welcome to your baby races.
Yeah. Oh. And now, Bulls fans, direct your attention to center court, where it's time for the baby racists. I mean, races.
Oh, man. If you want to be mad about the Glendon thing, cool. I just want to see who they're going to draft.
You know what? We haven't really heard anybody mad. Even on the text lines, nobody's mad.
Everyone's kind of laughing or maying their way till their weekend.
Everyone's just whelmed. We're all good.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio.
Have
I'm
you ever
Matt.
Been whelmed, Matt?
We're whelmed.
Whelmed?
Yeah, not over or under.
No, I hate when he says that.
Yeah, it's
because I've
weird.
Never heard anyone ever say it other than Dan.
Yeah.
Well, it's just
Spiegel
how
said insouciance earlier today.
Well,
it's like he and Dan are having like a word battle.
But Lawrence was with apotheosis.
Lovers spat. The three of you guys. Enough already.
Well, we know that Matt and Dan compete.
Oh, on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Yeah. They, but well, Dan's renting space in old Spiegel's head on
space.
On a, he's got a loft, right?
He owns the whole block.
Yeah, but
it's a slumlord there.
Wow, Danny the slumlord.
Yep,
I can see it
easily, right?
Yeah, we're like one sentence away from being really close to being in trouble. So I'll let you do your thing, my bad, brother.
Trouble.
No, but then I say the next thing. And
then I'll say the next thing. But don't worry. Yeah, you got the sheriff behind the board.
And he's right here in front of us,
Who is?
The little racist
slumlord?
Baby.
Oh.
Not Jeff Sessions. Dan Bernstein.
Oh, wait.
No, you're not a racist baby. You're just...
My heat doesn't work.
So?
Right. Shut up.
Go fix it.
All right.
I ain't saying nothing.
Of course you're not. You always shut down when I jump in, don't you?
Uh-oh.
Small wonder.
Shut it down.
That's my guy,
Show's
John Taffer.
Over.
Your new
Show
friend.
Over.
That's it. That's my guy. Followed me on Twitter. I love it.
John Taffer?
John Taffer.
Oh, I thought John Taffer from CNN.
Jake Taffer.
Oh, Jake Taffer. Okay, yeah. My bad.
Two different guys.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably. They couldn't be. Maybe they're not.
No,
you
maybe
know.
Not.
We're in the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, and I'm Matt Avaticola. You can text the word Wolves. It's WOLVES.
Wolves.
You text that to 31996. You can learn how to get glass seats and $100 cash just by watching the Wolves on CW50 this Saturday night. You guys want to hear from Ryan Pace?
Kind of, I guess.
Okay. You sure?
Yeah, go ahead. We got Zach Miller waiting.
His sample size was big enough to have a good feel for that.
Sorry, Dan.
And it's not just me. There's a collective agreement in the building that I like. And then when those decisions all come together like that, and I'm going to let the coaches make their evaluation.
All right, that's enough of you, Ryan. We got this guy waiting.
Yeah, we got Zach Miller waiting.
Zach Miller's waiting.
Zach,
Zach was coming on today.
Hey, Dan. No. Dan, punch him up right now. Here. Hey, Zach, do you want to hear from Ryan Pace in that cut, or should we just get right to your interview?
Roll the tape, man.
That's the correct answer. It is the correct answer. All right, we'll get back to Zach in a second.
All right, the Bears, they introduced Mike Glennon. That's Zach's new buddy, Mike Glennon. Safety Quinton Demps, tight end Deion Sims, who we don't like on this show, and wide receiver Marcus Wheaton. The Bears also signed cornerback Prince Amukamara and kicker Connor Barth to one-year deals. Julius Peppers, he's going back to Carolina. The Browns are going to release RG3. Terrell Pryor signing a one-year deal with Washington. No one knows why. NFL analyst Mike Mayock is a candidate to become the Washington Redskins next GM, which is a bad decision. In hockey, Blackhawks play at Detroit 6:30. Wolves at Milwaukee tomorrow at 6. The Bulls in Houston tonight at the UC. They play at 7. Dwayne Wade will be there, thank God. Indiana visits Milwaukee. Raptors at Atlanta. Boston at Denver. Washington travels to Sacramento. The Cubs beaten up on the Mariners 10-2 in the 7th. Kyle Hendricks went 3 innings. Gave up 1 hit, struck out 4. Ian Happ, the big offensive gun today. 3-run home run with 4 RBIs. White Sox lead Milwaukee 2-1 in the 7th. Jose Abreu, both RBIs. Reynaldo Lopez pitched really well. 4 1/3, 1 hit. 4 strikeouts. Earlier today, the Sox sent 5 players to minor league camp, including outfielder Courtney Hawkins. Big Ten tourney, Minnesota over Michigan 62-58. Or that was Michigan State. I apologize, Michigan fans, and your bad uniforms. Next up, Wisconsin and Indiana at 5:30. And golf, Adam Hadwin leading at 10-under at the Valspar Championship. Shot a 64 today, and then Jim Herman, he's one off the lead. He was even today, 71. Shot a 9-under yesterday, even today. That's not good. This week at Target, Chobani Yogurt is 10 for $9, plus Dial Hand Soap is just $5.89 for the refill size. You find these and lots of other great deals to stock up and save at Target. Prices may vary. Some restrictions apply. I'm a Vaticola. This is The Score, 25 years. The Cubs, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's go time at Dunkin' Donuts. Get your day going with 2 wake-up wrap sandwiches for $2. Enjoy 2 egg and cheese wake-up wraps and add bacon, sausage, or ham for $1 more. Perfect with a rich, smooth Dunkin' coffee. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
There's a lot of guys on this team that I think can be big time playmakers for us. Zach Miller's made a lot of plays, who was another teammate of mine in Tampa. We were in camp together my rookie year.
Wow, that's all you need right there. That's incentive to hit that rehab and get right back and ready to
catch Mike Glennon's balls.
He got a Deion Sims rep for rep.
Yep.
Zach Miller is on Twitter at ZMiller86, and he joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Be the MVP of your family and grab a Home Run In Pizza tonight. First off, Zach, how are you physically? How you doing?
What is up, my friends? I'm doing good.
Yeah?
Yeah, rehab's doing great. I've just been putting in the work, putting in extremely hard work, in my opinion. In my humble opinion of myself, I've been grinding.
How many stages in that rehab, and what stage are you currently in?
Stage-wise is that first stage of your initial recovery from the actual procedure, the surgery, letting your body heal up, and then it's just kind of building the strength and letting that scar tissue kind of scar down. And then from then on, it's kind of break it down, build it up on a daily to weekly basis. So I'm kind of in the middle of there, breaking it down and building it up. Well ahead of schedule compared to what I was the first go around, so I'm pretty confident in how it's going.
So what do you know about Mike Glennon? What do you think about Mike Glennon being the Bears quarterback?
You know, like you mentioned, I was with him in Tampa, which was a short stint for me and not a good experience. But one of the good experiences was I was able to work with him, on a daily basis to the point where him and I were working together on the same unit. I reached out to him yesterday, was able to talk to him a little bit just to get his plans and congratulate him on his deal. So I've had history with him. I know what he can do, albeit it was early on in his career in a short stint, but hopefully he'll be a good player for us.
He's a very earnest young man. I mean, he really sounds like a guy who is about the relationships and the friendships and everything else. Is that all real, or is this just sort of the foot he's putting forward?
Or is he a big
forward?
Fun? No,
not at all. That's not, he's not coming in and trying to put on a show. He's a good dude. He's a really good guy. I know that just from my experience with him and then talking to other people about him. Really good guy. So we'll see how it starts to unfold here as he gets to work. And I know he's excited to get guys together already, from speaking with him. So he's ready to roll.
Let's talk a little bit about your former quarterback. A lot of nice things being said about Jay Cutler by Kyle Long and also by you on Twitter. I mean, what part of Jay Cutler did he not let us see as media members and fans of the Bears? Like, what kind of guy was Jay Cutler in the locker room or in the off season? Like, I don't know, did he walk past you and rip a fart every once in a while to make you smile? Like, what kind of dude was he?
Jay didn't let you guys see any of Jay, and that's how he wanted it. He was a closed-off, guarded person, but inside that locker room, inside those walls, just hanging out, he was one of the guys. And, you know, he's a friend first. We play football together, but you build those relationships. He's just one of the guys, man. Hang out, drink a beer. He's got an uncanny ability of being really funny. He's got a super dry sense of humor that, and a good poker face that goes with it. So I'm going to miss him, man. Him and I had a great relationship, not only on the football field but off it. He's a good friend of mine, so I'll miss him being around. But I know he's got things that he'll continue to move on and have other places to go and hopefully be successful.
Did something happen in his collegiate or Denver career before he got here that had him or made him make that conscious decision to wall everyone outside of that locker room off? Was it work for him, or did it seem like he did it for a specific reason?
No, I can't speak for him if there was a certain instance to where he didn't want to open up to whether it be media or whatever it is. It's just that's kind of how he was as a person. And, I enjoyed being around him. I enjoyed getting to know him, gaining his trust and working to build a friendship with him. It was a fun part of my life, man. It's something that hopefully, him and I are going to be friends for probably the rest of our lives. So it was good to be able to play football with him and build a friendship with him. But I don't know, a certain instance. I can't speak for him on that.
When people brought up his leadership or lack thereof, and you saw the anonymous quotes by Mike Freeman that were coming from inside the locker room, it sounds like you saw a different Jay. Did you think that some people saw another side of Jay that maybe you weren't privy to at times?
I don't know. Those anonymous quotes can get a little dicey sometimes. Mm-hmm. And if you got something to say, you might as well just put your name on it. From those things coming out this year, I never inside that locker room from our team, I thought they were BS. Nobody, I don't think, expressed that way that they felt towards Jay or vocally spoke it out. So, those are things that are said, year in and year out from different teams, different players, but it was never the case from what our football team saw or got from Jay.
Were you surprised that Alshon departed for the contract he eventually did, deciding to bet on himself with what we're finding out now is a largely incentive-laden deal with even less of a guarantee than we thought, right around 8.75 guaranteed, yeah, up to like another 5 in incentives, and it seems like kind of a high risk for a guy who's had some injury problems.
Yeah, I mean, hey, no better person than to bet on yourself. All of us know the type of ability that Alshon has. A little bit of luck to stay healthy, and I'm sure he'll get a big deal. He still has plenty of gas left in the tank. Playmaker, unlike anything that you guys have ever seen, and like anything that I've ever seen, as far as being able to go up and get football. So, another guy who you hate to lose. Friendships and things like that is more than football. But he's going to go on and going to make a lot of money and play a lot of football.
To what extent should I trust that Dowell Loggins is the guy who can get the most out of Mike Glennon in this opportunity for him?
We're just going to have to give it a chance, man. We're going to find out. See, I'm obviously biased because, A, I love Dowell. Great football coach, great person to be around. And we're just going to have to give him an opportunity to take Mike in and see how they work together. And I have the most confidence in what Dowell can bring to our offense. And Mike, obviously confident in him, in himself and what he can bring to Chicago. We just got to see how it's going to play out. We got to be better around them. All of us do. Gonna have to protect him. And no quarterback's gonna be good without protection up front, so that's key for us. Add some playmakers around them, and then put those guys in place and let Dowell have his way with us.
Bears tight end Zach Miller joining us here on the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. I don't mean to sound like a hater here, but what makes Dowell Loggins great? Why is he great?
Oh man. I mean, there's a number of things. Just the way he is, around our football team, his leadership, his communication, just he's got a little swagger to him. And give him another year in an offense of him being able to call plays and have guys around him that he can put into place. We have to give him an opportunity to develop to be great. Now, that's my opinion of him as being a great coach for me, mm-hmm. for our offense. I just like being around the guy, and I think he's got great football knowledge. So now it's time to put it in place.
How do you think the offense might look different now? I mean, you know, there's a bunch of different pieces here, and yeah. you know how the plays were called and what the strategy was with what you had. What might we see that's a little different now with a new quarterback, some other new pieces, different skill sets?
You know, I'm not quite sure how we'll put it together, how we'll address it. Obviously, going to be the same system, but as you know, that changes with the players you get. Mike, I know, has a strong arm, throws a very tight, pretty spiral. Good at moving around, you know, from read to read. He's more athletic than people, I think, give him credit for. He's not going to run for 50 yards at a time or, you know, move around like that. But I think he's more athletic than people actually give him credit for. He can move.
He was pretty defensive about that today, you know, when asked about it.
He said he was better than Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. He can move better than those guys.
See? He can move around. I know.
Zach, those guys are dead people. Come on,
they're like corpses.
They don't have legs.
Tom doesn't need to move. He's going to sit back there and do his thing. I mean, he's not going to be Cam or Michael Vick, mm-hmm. but he's going to be able to move around and make a play, I think, when we need it. Now we're not going to install zone reads and do that for him. But we'll see how it all plays out.
When you see a guy like Kevin White get hurt in his first couple of years in the league, and it's funny because we talked to Greg Gabriel about this last year, and he's a guy that doesn't like calling draft picks busts if they get hurt. And, of course, in the first 2 years, a lot of Bears fans are like, all right, Kevin White's a bust. We're going to have to deal with that being the case. How do you get that guy's not just body back together, but mentally? How do you make sure that he stays where he was before the draft? Because these last 2 years have been tough on him, and you're going to need him now, especially with Alshon Jeffrey gone.
Yeah. You know, getting him back to where he needs to be mentally is just him trusting his body. I don't want to say babying it, but not being, you know, ginger on that leg, to have that issue 2 years in a row. He's got to be able to just let it loose. And you could see that he was starting to do that early on this season. He was getting back to being explosive. And once he does that, man, the sky is the limit for him. He works like crazy. As long as everything just holds up and he's on the steady incline, continue to work and continue to improve with reps, and get a feel for this game, there's no reason we even come close to labeling him a bust.
All right, so where is, as we let you go and appreciate your time, Zach, mm-hmm. where are you relative toward readiness for training camp?
Oh, man, I'll be more than 100% ready for training camp. I might be ready by OTAs.
Oh, great.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, I started running last week, you know, with lightweight pool running and things like that, so... It's something where we'll just monitor. We'll get it strong. I'm not gonna push it too far. Obviously, I don't want to have any setbacks, which I don't think is an issue at all. But you know, if need be, I could be able to hit mid June, but I'll for sure be able to be 110% by training camp.
In the news of the brotherhood of the tight ends, Jordan Cameron announced his retirement after six seasons due to concussions. When you see a guy that young who's been successful the last couple of years yeah. here, he's broken out on the scene, retire because of what a lot of young guys, more young guys seemingly are doing over the last couple of years, what goes through your mind?
It's just unfortunate, you know, to have a guy like that who's been a playmaker, what is able to do some great things early on in his career. And that's a decision that we all make. We all know the risks and the rewards of this game. I love playing this game. There's not many feelings that can replicate running out on Soldier Field. Unfortunate for Jordan, but congratulate him on a great career. And it's just one of those decisions where he felt that was probably the best one for his future and his family.
In other tight end news, one of my least favorite Bears of all time, Logan Paulson, is no longer a Bear. I know we talked about him last year, but I never got it. I never understood it. And I saw every time there was some sort of penalty or something went wrong. So knowing my history with the Bears, he's going to have like 60 catches for 1,100
yards.
That's never going to happen. 8 touchdowns.
That's never going to happen. That's not going to happen.
Because I know he was your buddy, but I just...
He was bad.
Yes, he was bad at football.
Logan, man, he's a good dude. Just wanted Logan to come in and be a mauler. He's moving on to San Fran with Kyle Shanahan, the guy who's familiar with. So wish him nothing but the best out there in the Bay Area. May his penalties be limited.
Well handled, Zach Miller. We appreciate your presence as always. Thank you and keep healing up.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, that is good news. It's Zach Miller ready perhaps for OTAs. How about that? After 5 o'clock, John Moon Mullen is going to give us his Bears and NFL thoughts on Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
The Bears have signed free agent quarterback Mike Glennon from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I pride myself, you know, to be a smart guy and to have full command of the offense and really get the ball in the playmaker's hands. And I feel like with the run game that we have and the playmakers on outside, we'll be very successful.
Keep it here for all the details on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com. Visit Apple Chevy and get both 0% financing and $5,750 cash back on select 2017 Traverses. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
Down.
And Dan Bernstein.
I'm Matt Abatacola.
Yeah, you said that already.
Did I?
Well, half of it.
That's all right. Too many beers in here. Anyway, hey, what's going on, Dan? How you doing?
I'm doing great. And we need to tell people about a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get a great mattress.
Is it at Mattress Firm?
How did you know?
What's so great about it?
It's like you're reading my mind.
It's not. I'm reading the same script.
Oh, see, that too. You can get savings of a lifetime on tens of thousands of top quality mattresses from the best name brands. Mattress Firm has a lot of sales, but this one's really big.
Yeah, they have to clear out tens of thousands of famous name brand floor models and mattresses in stock to make room for the latest in technology and innovation. Now, Mattress Firm is offering these top name brands at truly historic savings of up to 70% off at 70 and up to $2,000 off floor models.
And they've got to be in stock, and once they're gone, they're gone. So it matters when you do this weekend. So make sure you find that one Mattress Firm or the other Mattress Firm, depending on where you're driving, wherever you are. There's probably one that you can see at the moment, and you can divert your car into the parking lot and you walk in and you say, I need to find out what these guys are talking about because I've been meaning to and I haven't. And knowing that you can sleep interest-free until the year 2022 is even more reason to do this now.
So you go to mattressfirm.com, you find that location nearest you, and you get in and visit our good friends at Mattress Firm. There's a reason why they are America's number one choice for sleep. They have the best in quality products, as well as they are the most knowledgeable people. They are the sleep experts. They will walk you through their very simple process. So here's the deal. They don't just try to find you the mattress that they want to sell you. They actually help you in finding the mattress that you need for the best night's sleep. You'll sleep great every night. You'll feel great every morning. So take advantage of the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity at Mattress Firm. Crazy, crazy savings. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
CY NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Aries, all those old issues you thought you were done with get brought back into the open. Taurus, you don't have to settle for second best. Put in some extra time. Gemini, fine-tuning your romance may require a little bit of practice. Cancer, learn to put up some boundaries within your relationships. Leo, this week, reevaluate your social circle. Time to make some new friends. And Virgo, hard work this week will get noticed by your management. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Sunday, the NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
Going into camp.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Thursday. It's time to celebrate with a Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday, Mac is back. The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil.
I'm dangerous.
Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
CY NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
Woo! And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do.
Home isn't the place. It's the people.
Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
The good county add $1.45 in state and local taxes. That's right. The taxes would cost you more than the drink. If Springfield gets its way, get ready for a tax on every ounce in every can. Send Springfield politicians a message. Go online to
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
Weekly horoscope. Libra, open your heart to things that might not be too pretty.